the 11 players, and there you go.
That's unbelievable how that game has changed, and Dundalkman so much control. How a 3-1 up, how did Habs get back into this game? And it's all about Sean Boyd and his wonderful header from a corner kick and from the last kick of the game. An unbelievable ball over the top. Dundalk squeezed up. Somebody stayed with Sean Boyd, took an unbelievable touch and slotted it past Peter Sherry into the goals, and it's just added to the whole occasion. And it's just typical of a cup match, isn't it?
Well, that has been some finale to a cup tie. Sean Boyd, the hero for Harps tonight, drawing the sides level, 4.5 minutes into injury time at the death. His touch to take the ball out of the air, first of all, and then to provide that composed finish with the goalkeeper up against him. And Sherry was unable to deny Boyd that dramatic late equaliser. It's finished 3-3 here at Finn Park. A match full of talking points, Declan. It took a while to get going, but when it did spring to life, well, I'll tell you, it served up a hugely enjoyable occasion.
Yeah, and listen, Ollie's now chatting to the referee. I'm not 100% sure. He's still arguing with the referee and the linesman. He's after getting the draw of the game. He needs to stay well away from that, otherwise he's going to get sent off again. Dundalk management are not happy, obviously not happy, but Dundalk had it in their own hands. They should have seen this game out and they didn't. And to be fair, Hearts huffed and puffed, and it was just long throws, long clearances, corner kicks and set plays. They didn't deal with it all night long, and that's what ended up coming from. And fair play to Hearts, their energy in the last 15-20 minutes, and they'll get great lift from that. And the support has been amazing tonight as well, and it's been a really good second half. The first half was poor, the second half's been excellent, and anytime you get a 3-3 and six goals in the game, it just tells you how good the quality was and how exciting the game was as well.
Well, they'll meet again in a replay. We'll confirm just when that is, Declan. We're not sure. You mentioned Tuesday night, that could well be the case. They'll go again, but these sides will both be in action next Friday night as it is, so it's a busy run of matches. It's been relentless, hasn't it, over the last number of weeks, and these sides have a busy Premier Division program coming up, never mind the FAI Cup. But yeah, it's going to be going to a replay. It's the only one of tonight's quarterfinals that will go to a replay, because Bowes, St. Pat's and Waterford have all booked their places in the semi-finals, but Harps and Dundalk will have to do it all again. And just when we were writing Harps off tonight and wondering how Dundalk would get on in their semi-final, well, you've got to give Harps credit, haven't you? 10 men and 3-1 down after 65 minutes. Dundalk cruising at that stage, but Harps showing great heart, showing great team spirit and a wonderful attitude to get themselves back into this contest, and then ending with a 3-3 draw.
Listen, with 15 or 20 minutes to go, there's no way that we thought that Harps would get back into that. And it's funny, from the corner kick and the goal from Sean Boyd, it was a tiring header just around the 6-yard box and tiring it down into the net. Then from that, just kicked on momentum. The crowd got up, the energy got up from the players. Dundalk started retreating back into their own areas, and then it was just pressure after pressure, and it was free kicks, corner kicks, long throw-ins, and Dundalk just didn't deal with it. And eventually they huffed and puffed, and eventually Sean Boyd came up with the quality, brilliant first touch out of the air, and that set him up, and from then he just slotted it home. And fair play to Sean Boyd. I mean, that's a brilliant performance to come on and to score two goals and to get your team back in. And the players are delighted in front of us. They're absolutely delighted. They know they have another game ahead of themselves. Not easy, but they're delighted to get that opportunity in Oriel Park. And listen, you wouldn't be frightened going to Oriel Park, the Dundalk team, because they look very nervous, and there's a lot of players lacking confidence in that game. But considering that they had an extra man for a large portion of that game, so it's an excellent second half performance by Finn Harps, and well deserved to get a replay.
Live coverage on Highland Radio tonight was brought to you in association with B&S Credit Union and Balbafay. Our thanks to them, as always, for their support tonight. It's been a great game in front of a big, big crowd here at Finn Park. And fair play to the visiting supporters away to our left-hand side. They kept behind their team from first whistle, and they're giving them a round of applause. And the players are over giving them a clap too. Credit to them. They added to the occasion tonight, and it's been a wonderful occasion. Big crowd, And the Harps supporters will leave this one happy after all, because for so, so long it looked to be going the way of Dundalk. But those late goals, including that last gasp equaliser from Sean Boyd, means it's finished here in Balbofee. My thanks to Declan Boyd, by the way, on co-commentary. It's finished. Finn Harps 3, Dundalk 3.